Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to take a look at really preparation for Lent, which is coming up next week, talking about how to prepare ourselves and to make the most of the time. It's so important for us to be able to see where the church is leading us, where the Lord is leading us in the church. The church takes us through the rhythm of Jesus' life. We're about to enter into a deep dive into the passion of Jesus and approaching Holy Week and Calvary and the meaning of Jesus' death. And it's a special, special season in the church year. It's a penitential season. It's a season of sacrifice, of repentance and prayer, almsgiving, and the rest of it. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about it a week ahead of time is to help us think about, make sure we're preparing for it effectively and in a wise way. We need it significantly in the life of the church. One of the things we need right now across the whole church is for each and every one of us to be in a posture of deep repentance and humility before God. The sins of the church are being exposed, have been over the last number of years. The church is in a place of, in some places, in significant weakness, people walking away from the church, a lot of confusion in some of the teaching of the church and the rest, and it's difficult. And one of the most important things we can do in a situation like that is all of us to say, wow, something significant's really happening. One, we can see that there's a redemptive discipline, I believe, that the Lord is exercising for the sake of the purification of the church. The Lord is doing, in a kind of severe mercy, what we obviously, some among us obviously didn't want to do and resisted doing personally, people in leadership and other places. And everybody in the church doesn't bear the responsibility in the same way for those who obviously were involved in the kind of things that are so publicly writ large in the life of the church. But there's a whole lot happening far beyond that in our battle against sin. I mean, just think, for example, just a year or two ago, Ireland being a for so many centuries, so dedicated to the Lord, to the church, it was so strongly Catholic in its life and its identity. Just the image of seeing tens of thousands of people dancing in the streets a few years ago, shouting with great joy and glee that they're able to abort babies now. Well, probably the vast majority of those people were baptized at one point. Are they practicing Catholics? I don't know. I mean, in their own mind, are they practicing Catholics? I don't know. But the issue is, many, many, many of the baptized are drifting away from the faith, are saying yes to the spirit of the age, are cooperating with a different spirit rather than what we've been talking about all week, yielding to the work of the Holy Spirit within us into submission, humility, obedience, and new life in Christ. They're being seduced by the voice of the enemy in many ways. So because that a penitential season is so timely, it's always a good thing to do, but it's particularly timely for us to say, there's an epic spiritual battle going on. There's a lot at stake. And friends, maybe some of you listening, Renewal Ministries, we get regularly letters, emails from people who donate to our ministry and the like, and they ask us to pray for, and one of the fundamental things they ask us to pray for all the time is their children. And many, many people are seeing their children drift away from the faith, turn their backs on it, say no to it. And it's heartbreaking to experience that. What we need, friends, is God's grace. We need the help of God. And I know all those who are in that position, hopefully, I'm sure the majority are crying out to God already for it. The key thing for all of us to do is to make sure that each one of our lives are radically surrendered to the Lord and listening to Him and following Him, walking in Him in the way He wants us to right now. For each one of us to become the saint that we're called to be, to put Him first. My wife and I, over the years, as we've raised our own children, one of the things we run into, as every parent does, is powerlessness, is the realization, you know, we're trying things that we hope will impact our children, but sometimes kids just go through what they go through, and they're difficult. We have wrestling matches and conflicts and issues, and that's a normal part of life for many, many families. And that place of powerlessness often brings us to our knees, and it certainly did with Debbie and I. One of the things I always felt, and felt many times, the Lord just reminding me in my own heart, is to say, Peter, the key is for you to seek first the kingdom. It's for you to make sure that you're listening to me, you're obeying me, you're walking in my footsteps. I will lead you out. I will lead you. I will lead you in your responsibility of raising your children, of being a good husband, of the work that I've called you to do, right? And the vocation, the choices that you've made, I will lead you. But understand, some of this is out of your hands. It's out of your control. Don't be afraid of that. Understand that you're not alone and that I'm with you. So I'm convinced, friends, and I think this is really obvious from the teaching of the Lord and the witness of the lives of the saints, the teaching of the church, is that the key for us is to radically surrender our lives to the gospel, to ask ourselves to take the journey we hope our own children would take, that we're calling them to, and to live it as radically as we can in cooperating with the work and the grace of the Holy Spirit in us, which is what we've been talking about all week. Before I continue, I just want to remind you to download our app, renewalministries.net. Our radio programs are there. You can have access to them. One of the reasons I like to talk about it, remind you of it, is people say, I see people at conferences and other places, and they say, wow, the program's on very early in the morning. Is there any other time I can listen to it? And the simplest way is to download the app, which will give you access to the programs anytime, night or day. You can listen to it at your convenience. If you want as well, you could just go to our website. I mean, the app will take you there, but you could also go to our website on the computer and browse it. There's a lot of good, solid teaching there. Our radio programs, television programs, newsletters, stories from the mission field that will encourage you. You can find out more about the work of Renewal Ministries. I encourage you to download as well the Ave Maria app, which gives all their programming as well. So the readings today that the church gives us from the first letter from James, and then the gospel reading, a wonderful story of Jesus' relationship with St. Peter. Both readings echo the themes we've been talking about this week, this preparation of yielding our lives to the Lord, examining ourselves in relationship to our battle against sin and how that's going, and getting really serious about it. I'm not overly discouraged about it or that kind of seriousness, but real live hope and confidence and intentionality in responding to Jesus' call to be able to win battles, to go deeper and deeper into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. So here's the letter from James chapter 2. That's the first reading. It says, my brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person with shabby clothes also comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes, and you say, hey, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there and or sit at my feet, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? This is just one concrete example of the kind of things that come out of the human heart. We've been talking all week. Really, the week began with our reflecting on Jesus' teaching in the Gospel of Mark, and it's echoed in Matthew and Luke as well. The sin problem, which we're battling against, begins in the human heart. Jesus said, what defiles a man comes from within, because the heart has been defiled by sin. And here's the kind of concrete example that James sees this kind of thing happening, the temptation we have as human beings to give special treatment to important people. Special treatment to people who have lots of money, lots of influence. We want to be closer to them. We want to be touched by their influence. Maybe we want to get them to like us, or we calculate, wow, if this person with all these resources and all this influence, if I put him in the front seat and pay more attention to him, that's good for me, it's good for my work, it's good for my ministry, it's good for everybody to see the kind of people that I, you know, that I'm close to. And at the same time, we can be embarrassed or less, just flat out less interested in people who don't have those kinds of resources, who in the world don't have any real importance, quote unquote, in the eyes of the world. And that's the flesh. That's self-interest. That's human pride. That's human desire for honors and recognition and influence and finding our security, finding our identity, whatever the temptation might be. James is saying that's radically inconsistent with the gospel, even though it's very easy to do, and we do it all the time. I want to be with the beautiful people. I want to be in that circle. I want to be in that unique circle that I can somehow show that I'm not like the rest of the herd, but I'm special. That's a deep human temptation. James is reminding us that's not how Jesus looks at it at all. It's not even close. Because what people have, all they have has been given to them anyway by God, all their natural gifts that got them there and the opportunities and the rest of it. It's wonderful if people have achieved things and acquired things in the right way. That's not a problem. It's not a problem. But to see human beings based on what they possess, what they have, what their position is, and somehow seeing and honoring that over and against the fundamental value of the human person is wrong. And so James is giving a very strong exhortation and challenging the people of God to live in the love and the humility in the model of Jesus. He goes on to say, listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who were poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom? Now here's where he's saying where the gold is, that he promised to those who love him. He said, those who love him are going to be rich in faith in the things that matter, in the kingdom values, in the life of the kingdom. We're giving away this booklet on the program, Mary's Mission, Our Response. Who's a better example of this than Mary? I mean, look at who God chose to entrust the most profound thing that ever happened in human history, the cooperation with the incarnation and life of Jesus, the Son of God. He didn't go to the rich and the powerful and all the rest to secure, to make sure it happened. He went to a nobody, somebody the world didn't even know, didn't even recognize, doesn't have any political power, financial power, doesn't have a big brand, nothing. And what God was drawn to is the precious purity and humility, mercy and tenderness of Our Lady. That's what the kingdom values. That's what all the king's servants, that's what all those who are meant, baptized into Christ, are meant to value, to say, ah, I see. I've been duped. I've had a worldly mind. I've been super impressed with power and influence and money, possessions, physical beauty, all that kind of stuff. And I've overvalued it all. I've made a wrong investment of my time and energy towards something that's not going to yield what I thought it might yield. But instead, the Lord, through these readings, through the teaching of the church, through the humble, quiet voice of the Spirit within me, is helping me see, man, I've got my values turned upside down. I need to honor and seek after and live in what the Lord values. Of course, at the end of this reading, he says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And so love of God and love of neighbor are of greatest value. The gospel reading has Peter, Jesus asking the disciples, who do you say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And Peter bursts out and he says, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, you know, that God the Father has shown you this. And then a few minutes later, Jesus says, okay, now I'm heading to Calvary. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to die. I'm going to be put to death by religious leaders. And what does Peter say? No, get behind me. You know, so Peter says, no. And then Jesus responds to him, get behind me, Satan. Peter went from being the one who understood it all to being somebody who's subject to a fallen nature and has a darkened mind and doesn't get the full revelation yet and needs God's grace to get there. That's each one of us, friends. We should take encouragement from Peter's weaknesses. God bless you. Hope you can tune in tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.